So, what do we do if we have a client that we notice is very defended? They may be doing all or one or a combination of the strategies that we have referred to in the previous recording. What do we do as coaches? First step is not to make their defensiveness something that is a problem that you, as the coach, are obliged to overcome. It is not your job to break down their defenses. It is not your role to make them see that they are defended and make them see that they should do something about it. It is, however, your job to notice what is going on and reflect in the appropriate manner what is going on back to your clients. Now, the best way to do that with defensiveness is to introduce at the right moment the idea that there is such a thing as defensiveness and that everybody has this method of managing things in their lives, and you would like to offer them some information about that. What I do is I have a handout which I give clients at an appropriate moment. And I ask their permission to give them the handout. And I usually give it to them at the end of a coaching session or email it to them and ask them to take a look. And then we will, if they like, have a chat about it at our next coaching session when they're ready. In this way, we try as far as we can to neutralize defensiveness as a judged human set of behaviors. Now, this strategy can work really well, and there is a copy of the handout in this lesson, and there is also a copy of coach's notes to go with the handout that you might find useful to refer to when you use this handout with your clients. Now, of course, feel free to amend the handout. This is the version that I use that I've written. You're welcome to use it as is, but there is a Word version there as well. And if you wish to edit it, please feel free to do so. Now, when we think about defenses, we have to accept that until your client has developed alternative strategies to manage their emotions, it is unlikely that they're going to simply wholesale abandon their defensive strategies all in one fell swoop. What you are looking for from a coaching point of view is a shift in their awareness about how they function. And one of the ways that you can bring defensiveness in at a certain point to your client's awareness is under the umbrella of seeing themselves as a research project, seeing themselves as a person who wishes to make changes in their life and therefore is embarking on a research project about themselves with you, as their coach. And so that allows us, rather than waiting for them to exhibit signs of defensiveness and then think that we ought to then at that point sort of puncture the defensiveness. It can actually allow us to have a discussion about it at a intellectual level first, so that they get the idea that it's okay to talk about the fact that we are defended. So, in this way, you can bring about this topic into the conversation and develop it over time with your client. It's extremely useful because once they have understood that everybody employs these kinds of defenses, and that includes you, their coach, as well. That everybody does it to defend how they're feeling about themselves. Once they understand that it's a universal human condition, then it makes it a lot easier for you to find the right moment to draw attention to it with them, when you feel that it might be useful to do so. And again, coaching style for that would be not to say, I think you're being very defensive, but to ask them a question about perhaps a topic that they're talking about where they are being defensive. So in a way that they can answer a question for themselves around it. And that might be simply that you ask them whether they feel that defensiveness has any use for them in what they're talking about, i.e., is there some examination that they could do with you for a few minutes about defensiveness that might be useful in the topic that they're talking about? Now, again, it's very much about the emotions, in the sense that if your client understands that the defensiveness is not bad or wrong, it's simply a response, a strategy to managing their emotions, and they can over time bring more and more of their emotions into the coaching session so that they can talk about how they're feeling about what has happened or is happening in their lives, then they will be able, once those emotions are, if you like, inside the relationship with you, there will be less need for them to act out a defense around those emotions. And so in this way, they are more likely to shift the way that they use defenses to manage their feelings.